Whether you're a knowledge worker or someone who leads them, you need the proper skills. Leadership, communication, teamwork, emotional intelligence, strategy, and tactics. This is the place to learn them. My name is Jose, and I'm a product manager and coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit josemoda.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemoda.net. Back to the show. During my many years as a leader of other people, I've come across different styles of teams. They usually fall under two categories: those who want to be creative and those who don't. This is a harsh statement, and it's the truth. Creativity is a different perception for many, and it has different applications on the work they do as well. This decision alone made or broke these teams. And today I'm sharing what I found about that difference. The title says it all: prescription versus description. Let's start with the first one. What is prescription? If you think right off the bat, you know about doctor's prescriptions. When you visit a doctor, they tell you what you have, if it's a mild sickness or a severe sickness. Regardless of it, you might be given a prescription for medication. You go to the pharmacy to get that medication, and they follow the prescription to the letter. How many pills, or how many boxes, and for how long and how much each take every day. That's a good example of a prescription. It is authoritative guidance on how to go about something. It typically specifies exact steps or actions to follow. How many pills every day for how many days? That's a good example. Opposite of this is description. Description is an explanation of something. It is not authoritative. Rather, is interpretative. It is subject to dialogue, to conversation. A good example of description is a painting. When you look at a painting, you are interpreting it. You are trying to dissect the message from it. It is not prescriptive. Sure, you might be looking at a specific scenario. Still, you don't exactly understand what the message from the painter was. It is not authoritative. It would be authoritative if the painter actually added some illustrative text that would tell you exactly how to feel about the painting and what to take from it. Because the painter did not do that and left you to interpretation, it is descriptive. If we shift our mindset now to leadership and to teamwork, how do we do that? We start by the leadership perspective. When a leader is prescriptive, the team automatically adopts a prescriptive style. If the leader is descriptive, the team will also follow through. There is a slight chance that the team is used to a prescriptive style and the leader has to follow or even change it, or the other way around. Maybe the team is used to a descriptive style and then a prescriptive leader comes in and changes the style altogether. Most of the time, this is the reason why people in teams don't really go hand in hand with leadership. The two styles are conflicting. So let's explore this a little bit further. A prescriptive leadership style is one that yields little to no flexibility or creativity on the part of the team or whoever is making decisions or doing the work. Usually, a prescriptive style enforces a strict plan of action. Planning is done beforehand, all of the variables are considered, and nothing or little of it is changed down the line. Good examples of prescriptive leadership are construction, for instance. That's usually a very classical good example. There's no point in changing something in a construction project because if you do, the risks are a lot higher than, let's say, a software project. Project management in digital products or digital initiatives is also an example of prescriptive leadership. If the plan is built from the get-go at the very beginning and there's little room for change, that's a form of prescriptive leadership. All the team has to do is to follow the instructions bit by bit, instruction after instruction, task after task. These kinds of projects are very output-focused. You build the thing, and that's it. There's little to no creativity. Now, let's shift our attention to descriptive leadership. Just so you know, this is my preferred stance. I love being a descriptive leader because it opens up the ways to creativity, to iteration, to learning from failure, and to focus on outcomes. So let's go about it. A descriptive leadership style is more, again, descriptive. But what is it that I describe as a leader? I describe a problem to be solved, not the solution. Usually, a prescriptive style describes or prescribes a solution. It's fixated, that's it, no room for change. Instead, when you focus on a problem to be solved, you open up the game for the team to come in with solutions. After all, they're the experts in building something, and they might have better inputs towards the solution rather than the problem. That's your job as a leader. Provide the situation, provide the context, and give up your hand to the solution. Collaborate with them, question their solution, and change according to the feedback that each and everyone gives. Iterate over the solution to better solve the problems. This is a great fit for product teams and for knowledge workers because flexibility and creativity are words of the day. The challenges that come from a knowledge work change almost every day if necessary. Most of the time, you want to have a strategy that's long-term, and the strategy is not fixated on specific problems. They cover a larger, more strategic problem. The moment you understand what that long-term problem is, the challenge to solve, the more creativity you'll receive from the team. Good examples of descriptive leadership are knowledge work, I've mentioned that, product teams, scientific research, also church communities. This is also a very interesting point of view. Remember, the typical challenge of church communities is to share a good word. I myself am a Christian, and I can definitely relate to this desire to share the word of God towards everyone else and to take care of our communities. That is an open challenge. It is not really prescriptive. There's a lot of creativity and flexibility to go about meeting these challenges of taking care of each other, of loving one another. There's no prescription for that other than the Bible, which says that we should be open and loving towards one another, regardless of what they feel, of what they say, of what they think. All that matters is that we should love one another. That's very outcome focused because there's no solution. There's no specific solution. The outcome is everyone loves one another. A great example of descriptive leadership. Now here's a serious question for you. Which one do you like more? Would you rather have a prescription of the work to be done and lose creativity? That's something that many people that I know of are willing to trade. Or would you rather have an open challenge to a problem to be solved in a creative, collaborative setting? Most people I know would rather have the openness to be creative, to be collaborative, and to solve problems rather than being told exactly what to do. But it's not 100-0 or 90-10. It's more like 60-40 or 70-30. So the question is actually very valid in today's day and age. There are still people who would rather say, just give me something to do and I'll do it. I don't want to think about it. There are still quite a lot of people who would rather be open and creative to solving the problems they're presented with. The important bottom line here is that teams that affirm their style are more self-aware and therefore more performant. If a team is knowingly prescriptive And they know that they are more productive if someone tells them strictly what to do, they'll do it. However, if the team affirms themselves as descriptive, then it is more productive for them to be open about the challenge and have them be creative, be collaborative, and focus on solutions that work for them. The leadership style must match the team's. Maybe I'm saying this wrong, so I'll rephrase. Both sides of the equation must be in line. No one yields to another. Rather, it's important that both are in line. If both agree that a prescriptive style is better, then go for it. If the problem suits that sort of style. If the problem requires a more descriptive approach, then maybe that's the right thing to do. I will encourage you to try both approaches and see which one fits best. So to sum the topic up, prescriptive styles are more strict, less creative, and more output-focused. A descriptive style is more open, more receptive to feedback, more creative, more flexible, and they're more outcome-focused. Your choice, either as a leader or as a team, will make or break your performance and your ultimate happiness. Thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Do you have a question for me to cover? Send it over to podcast@josemoda.net and I'll answer it. Make it a great one.